Welcome again to another CheapWineFinder.com podcast. This is Champion Dave from a wine we wrote up on the CheapWineFinder.com website. Put a review on there, and then we grab the microphone, and then we talk about it for a while. And what we have today is the Highland 41 Black Granite Paso Robles Red 2020. It's a long name, but it's okay. This wine happened to be Wine Enthusiast number one wine out of their top 100 value wines of value here of 2022. Value here is $15 and under. Found it at Costco for $11.99, so it's even a little cheaper than $15. And it's their number one out of 100 for value-priced wines, so it's like, well, I gotta try it then, right? And what we have here is the Riboli family wines out of Paso Robles. This is a single vineyard, Creston Highlands. Creston District is a sub-AVA of Paso Robles. Paso Robles AVA is about halfway between Los Angeles and San Francisco on the coast in California. It's sustainably farmed. They generate their own electricity with solar panels. They have sheep cutting down the weeds. They use their water runoff for other things over and over again. So it's sustainably farmed. And it's got really good press. So let's talk about it. I'll take a sip. It's about 45% Zinfandel. And then there is Petite Syrah. Trying to remember. I think then there is Malbec. I know there's Merlot. And I think there is some Syrah too. So it's a nice blend. Mostly Zinfandel and Petite Syrah. And Petite Syrah and Zinfandel go together well. Anytime you get a full Zinfandel, you're probably going to find 10% or 15% of Petite Syrah in there. At least a lot of times, especially in the lower price range, the value price range. What else do I want to say about it? It's a nice tasting wine. It's very balanced. You know, with some of these like Zinfandel and Petite Syrah and those type of Malbec, you might think it's going to be a wild and woolly wine. No, it's kind of focused and sleek. Yeah, that full of flavor. There's some nice texture in there. There's a couple different flavors of spice going on. It's got kind of chewy tannins. They don't bite. They're there. They're kind of dusty, chewy. You know they're there. And that's always good. For a long time, value-priced wines kind of hid their tannins. And there's no reason to. Tannins should be in a red wine. They come from the great skins. White wines are white because they don't use the grape skins, and the red wines are red because they leave the grape skins in, and there's tannins there. So a good wine should have tannins. It's part of what wine is. It's like, you can't have it without it. And for a long time, they figured you couldn't handle the tannins, so they pulled them out here, and they're nice. They're kind of chewy. They're kind of there. They kind of give a texture. And it's something you should look for and kind of enjoy because it's like, you know, the bitterness of coffee, when you first drink it, it's like, oh, I don't know about this. And after a while, you start looking for it. And if it's not there, it's like, this is a lousy cup of coffee. So a good wine has tannins. And it's got good flavor. It's got blackberry. It's got a little bit of vanilla. It was 10 months in oak barrels. But only 10% were new barrels. The rest were neutral. A neutral barrel has been used so often, there is no more flavor to give to the wine. But the reason they use the other 90% for neutral barrels is because wines that are aged in a neutral barrel at the end of their aging come off with different characteristics than wine that's aged in a stainless steel vat. I mean, the neutral barrel, even though it's the barrel's watertight, it's not completely airtight. And you want to keep air away from wine, but just enough to change things up just a little bit. It adds just a little something to the wine. I'm going to have another sip because this is a nice red wine. This is also a wine you're going to want to open up and swirl and do all that stuff to it just so it all the flavors are there, because it does have a lot of flavor. And if you get it when it's tight or when it's, when you just haven't given enough time, you're not going to get those flavors. And they're worth waiting for, and they're worth working for just a little bit. And normally I don't pay much attention to, top 100 or top whatever things. The whole point of the website of cheapwinebetter.com is go out there and drink wine. The more you taste, the more you know what you like, and and once you know what you like, that's it. There is no more. If you know what you like, then you can find the wines you need. You don't need to be a sommelier to enjoy wine. You just need to taste a few. So I don't, give you a list and say, drink this, drink that. And I'm never saying drink this and drink that. I'm telling you, I drink this. And you can, if you like what I say, then you can drink that. But there you go. So it's that's it for me, Domain Dave, cheapwinebetter.com. I said Domain Dave again. It's Champion Dave. So adios, keep it cheap, and I'll be talking to everybody. Bye-bye.